But before you start with a new client or you are prospecting a client, you do what you call in Germany a chemistry meeting. Mm-hmm. In France, we call it lunch.
Easy as that.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Bevor wir mit der heutigen Folge starten, möchten wir euch zunächst erklären, worum es uns und unserem Partner Teamleader in diesem Podcast überhaupt geht. Wir laden in jeder Folge spannende Persönlichkeiten aus der deutschen Agenturszene ein, die mit ihren Erfahrungen und ihrem Wissen andere Agenturen inspirieren und motivieren möchten.
Und genau dort setzt Teamleader mit seiner leistungsstarken Agentursoftware an. Diese hilft bereits über 4000 Agenturen dabei, Terminfristen einzuhalten, Budgets zu kontrollieren, Gewinnmargen zu steigern, Kapazitäten zu planen und vieles mehr, damit ihr euch voll und ganz auf eure Kreativität konzentrieren könnt. Von Agenturen für Agenturen. Und los geht's mit unserer heutigen Folge.
Herzlich willkommen zurück bei Agency Live Deutschland. Schön, dass wir wieder da sind mit dem Studio, Chris und ich, wie immer.
Good morning, ich mach's dann gleich mal auf Englisch, weil heute haben wir einen Gast, den wir vor allem in Englisch bei uns haben werden.
Absolut, er ist aus dem weit entfernten Belgien angereist, aus Gent. Ganz lustig eigentlich, ich glaube, er versteht uns eigentlich komplett. Wir machen das Ganze aber heute trotzdem einmal auf Englisch, das heißt, es wird eine kleine spezielle Folge.
Ich möchte dazu sagen, er versteht uns komplett. Er hat uns gestern Abend erzählt, warum. Weil er sehr viel Fernsehen früher in Deutsch schauen musste, aber das Sprechen, glaube ich, ein bisschen verlernt hat. Aber dementsprechend war nichts vor dir geheim gestern Abend, auch wenn wir mal auf Deutsch geswitcht sind.
Genau, dementsprechend wirst du dich gleich nochmal selber vorstellen, Peter. Aber vielleicht ganz kurz vorab. Thema der heutigen Folge, The Roots of Agency Life. Das heißt, wir tauchen hinter die Kulissen ein und haben dafür, glaube ich, jemanden an Bord, der uns das Ganze nicht besser erklären und auch näher bringen kann. Deswegen, hi Peter, schön, dass du da bist.
Hallo Jona, hallo Christopher.
Hallo.
Yeah, I'm Peter. I'm the showrunner for Agency Life in Belgium, France, Holland and Germany. Well, that's basically all the countries we're in. And I'm Brand Strategy Director for Teamleader.
Und jetzt auf Deutsch?
Ich bin Peter, ich bin Brand Strategy Director von Teamleader und ich bin den Showrunner von Agency Live.
Sehr gut, sehr gut. And can you spell the last name?
Van Wijnaarde.
Van Wijnaarde.
It's basically, it translates to from the wine garden.
Ah, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, that is the creative in your mind.
Probably, I grew up. Do you know Asterix and Obelix?
Yes.
Yeah, I also fell in the battle in the barrel of wine or something.
Okay, our first question it's a really hard question. Do you prefer German Bratkartoffeln or Belgian fries?
I think I like them all. Depending on the night, maybe on a Friday night, I will want to have the fries.
Okay, you know German Bratkartoffel.
I think I saw them yesterday.
Yeah,
you were having them, right? No, Daniela was.
Daniela, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically. That's right. Is that German?
We don't know. We think
basically putting a potato
or sauerkraut.
In the oven. Sauerkraut. I grew up on sauerkraut.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Oh, nothing is new at this podcast.
We call it Zürkohl. No, what was new yesterday was the giant gnocchis.
Oh, it's Knödel. Peter, I told you, please don't ever say that again. Okay, but jokes aside, I think it's time to dive deeper into this whole Agency Live topic. Let's start with the question how this whole format came to life. In a very short way, can you tell us more about it?
Teamleader has been servicing a lot of SMBs across Belgium and Holland. And about one-third of those customers were agencies or creative companies. And noticing that we have like 4,000 agencies that are working with Teamleader, we also acquired a new software that was better suited for those agencies. So we're like, okay, we're really ready to take this market. So to really understand the market and to really talk to the market, we started with Agency Life, the promise in agency life is that we listen to the voices of the industry. What are their worries? What do they want? What keeps them busy? And we try to figure out how we can improve this with our software or with our connections.
And this format lives on different countries, right?
Yeah.
Which are the countries?
We have it in Belgium and Holland originally, because from a Flanders point of view and a Dutch point of view, it's the same language.
Yeah.
And then we also started it in France as the second region. And then Germany, I think, last year with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. And then the future? Some more countries?
Well, I would hope so. I have some countries in mind, but that those are a bit strategic decisions.
Yes.
I also don't want to jinx it. But yeah, we're looking at other countries, yes.
Okay.
Okay, and you gave us a little sneak peek on the purpose of Agency Life, so to realize what are the pain points and so on. But can you go a little bit deeper? So what is the main purpose or the why behind Agency Life?
Well, there is, of course, from a product point of view, there is from a marketing point of view, and there's also from just a love for the industry point of view. For the product point of view, as we are a market leader in Belgium, we really, and in Holland, and we really need to protect that position.
Mm.
So you really need to show that you're talking with the industry. And it's not only, you don't only do that backstage. If you're like as big, as dominant as us, you can do that on stage. And it's also interesting because it attracts other people. About 40% of our clients come through other clients. So showing who our clients are, putting them on stage, this is how it started. Like how are you doing your business? What is troubling you? When do you decide when to pitch or not? That kind of knowledge that was not really shared in the agency industry. So we decided to share that. And that was like good for us because we can then showcase our clients, give the agencies a stage, show them it's not only about winning awards, it's also about good entrepreneurship. So we really celebrate the entrepreneurship side of the agency work. Secondly, it's also very interesting for product to have like conversations with the agencies, right? You saw that we just released the ebook, a big topic around intercompany billing. Yeah, if you would not be talking to agencies, we would not know that interco billing is a headache thing. If we would not talk to agency, talking about things like billability, we would not know how important it is, why it is important, and what are the methods, how they calculate it, and what do they use it for. So this is something we can bring in to our dashboards. So it's a bit of a research thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's also putting our clients where they belong on the stage, I think. It's celebrating their entrepreneurship. And from a marketing point of view, it's really showing our thought leadership.
Great.
And I think that's also something we experience in our talks, that sharing is not common between those agencies, but the more we do it, the more the people like to talk about it, because in the end, every agency has the same problems, the same plans, or also same visions. And as we talk to a lot of interesting people with a lot of cool ideas and stuff, we realized how valuable this is for us. And in our opinion, it's a very cool tool or idea to push the agency market, because the agency market is something nobody has a real view on it. And it's sometimes hard to get the point what an agency does, where the agency is heading. So in our opinion, it's really cool to give it a stage, let's say. Yeah, that's it. And if we have a look on those different countries you work with agencies with, can you name some main differences in the different countries?
There is actually, when I was when I started out Agency Life and started to ask all these questions that were not being talked about.
Agenturen müssen öfter miteinander reden und nicht nur über die schönen Dinge. Genau mit diesem Ziel hat das Agency Live Team die letzten Wochen und Monate damit verbracht, all das auf Papier zu bringen, worüber sonst viel zu selten gesprochen wird. Dabei herausgekommen ist das erste Agency Live Magazin. Sozusagen ein Liebesbrief in Magazinform, das das Leben einer Agentur in 135 Seiten widerspiegelt. Dynamisch, vielseitig und leicht chaotisch. Darin verbinden wir Agenturen, klopfen ihnen auf die Schulter und liefern Zahlen. Haben wir dein Interesse geweckt? Dann bestell dir jetzt dein kostenloses Magazin. Den Link dazu findest du in den Shownotes.
I thought I was going to find a lot more differences. But there aren't so much differences. The vocabulary changes. Everyone, but before you start with a new client or you are prospecting a client, you do what you call in Germany a chemistry meeting. Mm-hmm. In France, we call it lunch.
Easy as that.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
There are some differences in how people do business, but that's mostly culturally that will also differ between other industries. The same way over the different countries. There is a different culture of doing business in France as there is in Belgium, as there is in Holland, as there is in Germany. But how you run the business, in essence, is still the same. Over the course of the last years, the agency market has changed. And the stage of those changes is also a bit similar everywhere. In Belgium and in Holland, we have seen a lot of bigger companies buying smaller agencies, and that's their way of growing. And then in other companies, we see a lot of small agencies popping up, pop everywhere. So there's a lot happening, but I'm sorry to say it's. I don't want to say that everyone is the same, but it comes down to the same thing, always.
Yeah, in combination with cultural differences.
We have, of course, next to the interviews that we do with Agency Live, we also do a quantified research called the Agency Benchmark. And there we can see some differences in numbers. Let's for say that revenue per full-time employee in Belgium is higher than in Holland. We're looking at why that is. We don't have a number yet on Germany, but I'm very curious to figure out what that number is. So those things are a bit different. But as companies grow, as agencies grow, you see that revenue per employee lowers a little bit and then stabilizes at 50. And this is something that we saw in France. This is something that we saw not in Germany yet, because we don't have the data on Germany. We saw it in France, in Belgium, and in Holland. So except for some details and some values in KPIs, most things are the same.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about the benchmark analysis you did. That is a really interesting point for us to see this benchmark, to sort this benchmark with the
different numbers.
Different numbers, sorry. Yeah, that was really interesting. And I think for Germany, that is a big point to share this.
Well, we started with the benchmark last year. We started with a questionnaire, sending it out to all our agencies and to the press, the agency press, and we got about 400 agencies that filled in the questionnaire. Mm-hmm. And it was a big one; it took like 20 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we were asking all these questions that some people might think it's not polite to ask. What is your billability? Yeah. How much revenue do you get from new clients versus existing clients? If you manage a project, are you planning it in phases ahead, or do you do it by feel or whatever? And so it's mostly finance and operational questions that we were asking. So not really the easy questions. We had 400 agencies answering us, and we had a good feel of the differences in digital agencies, traditional agencies, IT builders, but also agencies that are 10 people big versus agencies that are 50 people big, and even some that are 200 people big. So we had a good view on these things. So we could like start comparing odds and ends there. We figured out a lot of interesting numbers that are also across vertical the same. Like they're the same for a creative agency as they are for a digital agency. But some find it easier. Like for instance, let's say billability.
Mm-hmm.
The average billability, that's the amount of hours you can bill to a client, was 65%. That was a really nice number to find because agencies would not really know what the benchmark is, first of all. Second of all, there was not a unified way of calculating it.
Yeah.
For instance, are you taking the holidays into account? Are those unbillable hours or are they not in the equation? That kind of stuff. For us, they are out of the equation, just saying, mm-hmm. Because those were not, would never have been billable to begin with. Mm. So we ended up at 65%, and we saw that that was like a good thing to see that it was across most agencies like this. And next to that, we saw it in our own data from 4,000 agencies. And we also saw that a lot of agencies, when they had to give it in, type it themselves, the numbers would really compare well. So mm-hmm. agencies know this number of themselves. However, agencies who are working in social media, who have a lot of repetitive business, maybe like even working on retainers and stuff like that,
yeah.
have a higher billability rate, which helps us to look into the business models of agencies. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're doing now. We're really looking into the business models. We're looking at business models like agency as a service. Who is doing that? We've added agency as a service features to the product last year in 2023. And within a few months of the agencies that were using it, so we released it to beta group of mm-hmm. Agencies. Of the agencies that were using it, we already saw that within 4 or 5 months, they had 20% of their revenue in recurring business. So it's something we saw in the agencies doing social media and IT, and maybe it's also something for creative agencies to figure out to do as well. So really looking like who is doing it different, what is good about it, and how can we bring it into the other agencies as well? How can agencies learn from each other, not only through the conversation, what is agency life, but also through numbers, what mm-hmm. is, and that's the agency benchmark.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting. I think we put the benchmark link in the show notes.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, and I mean,
I want to add that we're now running a new questionnaire for the benchmark. And we did not have a lot of German agencies filling it in. So it's a warm invitation to go to the agency benchmark and give us your numbers, because we will give you immediately back the results. And I think you will find it really interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, asking those hard questions is not easy, but it's highly important. That leads me to your interview that you organized with Michael Farmer, for example, because one of his biggest points was quantifying an agency as the hardest part, but also the most effective part to grow, to not lose employees and stuff. And I think that's a good time to switch to your personal highlights in agency life so far. I just mentioned Michael Farmer. I think that's one thing you wanted to say. But looking back on the last few years with agency life, what are your two main highlights you organized, you lived, you experienced?
There's a few. There's a lot, actually, because I love doing agency life. I love it. The one of the big highlights, and might be a cliche, was the first recording. We had four agencies sitting next to each other. It was also Corona times, they had to sit like a few meters from each other. And it was quite a problems with cameras and all that stuff. But we were a bit afraid, like, what are we even asking? This is very personal what we're asking. And I kind of felt like we were stepping on a taboo, Like we're talking about when to pitch, when not to pitch, bluntly, openly. When are you saying no to a client? Have you ever fired a client? Or based on what are you doing that? Those were the kind of questions. And you had then four agencies sitting next to each other in a very competitive market. And we have a good host, Robin. But halfway the episode, he was not the one asking the questions. They were asking each other the questions. And then we took a break. We put off the cameras. And they kept talking. They kept talking. And I was going to my colleagues. And I was going to Robin. Oh, my God. I did not know that they would be so easy to work with. But they really enjoyed it. And this is when we knew we had something. So that was like a great moment. Then, of course, bringing it to France, bringing it to Germany, meeting you guys, because that's also a big thing. Eh? We have an off-the-record dinner party with agencies in München this evening. That's why I'm here. And you get to meet a lot of agencies that you would otherwise not meet.
Of course.
And that's also lovely, because it's also what I said before. It's like, it's not different. An agency in Belgium is like an agency in France. It's like, it's the same thing. It's does not really matter anymore where you're from. You're from an agency, right? So you're part of the in-group, right? And I used to work in agencies for over 15 years. So I really feel connected with it. And it's also my way to stay connected with the industry I grew up in, actually. Yeah, so I think... And then you have all these guests that you didn't think you could have, and yeah. I think Michael Farmer was one of the ones I wanted a long time, and I never thought about inviting him because he's an American, he's far away, and he's very virtual to me because I only read his books. But then one day I just sent him a very kind LinkedIn message, and he said yes,
and he responded.
Yeah.
Nice story. Yeah. And maybe last question for today, looking on your vision for agency life, so for the next few years, not which countries you want to conquer in the next few years, but in a general way, what is your personal goal regarding agency life? Where do you want to see agency life, or which points do you still want to widen?
Well, there's some things I want to do still with agency life. First of all, I would love to bring in all the teams together once, like the French team, you guys, the German team, the Belgium team, the Dutch team. I want to bring you guys together for once, just to mix and match. And because now I'm the guy running around from country to country, but I really want to bring the people together because I know that everyone will like each other, and it will be a very interesting day, I guess. So that's something I want to do. So bring together the team, because that's the team that makes it. Right. I want to make it bigger. I really have to think about it. The hardest challenge that I want to crush is that we in Belgium, we started 3 years ago already. So it's the third celebration of agency life in Belgium. And we started 3 years ago, and we were stepping on a taboo. That really wasn't. It was something everyone was thinking about it, everyone was whispering about it, but no one was talking about it out loud.
Yeah.
But we feel that, at least in Belgium and in Holland, we kind of normalized that. Talking about the numbers of an agency, now everyone is talking about the numbers of an agency. So we really need to break into new ground.
Yeah.
And that's why we're talking business models, and we're really going deeper in the numbers, because we have the numbers. We have four numbers from 4,000 agencies. So this is something we need to do. And we also want to really break into the tough topics. And I think the Michael Farmer podcast was one to help us to break into the tough topics. But that's not the only thing we want to do. We don't want to be the bad news podcast. We also don't want to be a solution podcast per se. We don't want to be team leader, the solution people. We have a software for that. We want to listen to the agencies. What do you think is a solution? But we still want to go to the topics that no one else is really talking about.
Perfect summary.
Yeah.
And I think a great time to invite some new people to our podcast as well. because we're always looking for new people, new guests we can talk to. So if you're listening to this episode and if you think, okay, I want to be part of it, talk to us.
I want to talk about figures or something
well,
else.
Well, not only numbers. If you have... can I do a plea for guests?
Yeah.
If you feel like... you don't have to come with answers. You can also come with questions. And then the guys from Susantic will figure out who else would be a good guest to answer those questions.
It's a good one.
No, it's what is worrying you. Are you looking into new business models? Are you looking into retainers? Are you struggling with planning? I hear the four-day work week is a thing in Germany.
Yes.
How are you going to figure that out with your team and all that stuff? If you're really thinking about those things and think you have a solution in that direction, and not even a solution, but on your way towards a solution, that's interesting to us. Also, you know, and maybe Christopher, in your case personally, you have an amazing agency, I think.
Thank you.
You have an amazing team, lovely people,
yes.
Great talent. But you're also about to turn 40.
Yeah. Thank you for this.
So you're going to start to ask the next questions. Like, how am I going to bring this agency to the next stage?
Yes, that's the biggest question.
And the most simple answer people might think about is selling. But that's not the only answer. Maybe there's people out there who found like strength in a partnership with other agencies, and how they then together did it, not alone anymore at your 30, but how were they doing it together? So those are the kind of stories that are of interest to us. Also, many, many other, actually all the stories are interesting, but those are the ones I'm looking for right now.
Really interesting.
And that's what I wanted to say, that agency life is broad enough to talk about any topic that matters, but it also has the potential to take those deep dives.
Yeah,
and that's a cool
even
thing.
Christopher's upcoming midlife crisis.
Yeah, still waiting for it.
Okay, I'm out.
What a good ending. Peter, it was fun. It was really cool that you visited us. We're still looking forward for tonight's evening, talking with other agencies. And I think it wasn't our last talk today. So
we hope so.
No, no, no.
We're going to visit you in Ghent, hopefully.
Yes.
In your studio.
I love it, yeah.
And yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
See you soon. And thanks for listening, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.